Hello, and welcome to Bad Penny Press, a Keyforge newsletter, issue 46, for the week of December 4th, 2023. Starting with our top stories. The Keyforge Grim Reminders GameFound Pledge Manager closed in style last Monday, with the GameFound page reporting a final project total of over $616,000 raised after late pledges and add-ons via the Pledge Manager, over a $100,000 increase when compared with the campaign's original end total of $509,770. The campaign also saw a net total increase of 79 backers between the same time range. Additional funding was possible through late pledge backers, as well as original backers who added additional pledges or add-ons through the Pledge Manager. Backers and backing retailers are expected to receive their pledges around March 2024. In our next story, Ghost Galaxy Marketing Coordinator Jeremy Culver announced in a Reddit post that Ghost Galaxy has created official pages on Facebook and Instagram. Players are encouraged to go follow and like them to keep up with future news. The new accounts join the company's existing social media account on X, formerly known as Twitter, which was created in July of last year. In Ask a Judge, I have Scholar as my token. My opponent has Autocannon in play. If I play Arm the Plebeians, will Scholar be able to survive the damage from Autocannon? Scholar is a one-power token that reads, after Reap, draw one card. Autocannon is an artifact that reads, after a creature enters play, deal one damage to it. Arm the Plebeians is an action that reads, play, make a token creature. Ward it. The answer is, no. Abilities are resolved in the order written, and if resolving an ability causes another ability or effect to resolve, you resolve the second ability before returning to complete the resolution of the first ability. In this case, resolving the play ability of Arm the Plebeians will make a Scholar token creature, but after it enters play, Autocannon's ability resolves, dealing one damage to Scholar, causing it to be destroyed before Arm the Plebeians' ability would continue to resolve. In Keyforge Play, NKFL Season 22 has just finished Week 3. Shaka continues to lead the Diamond Division. More information can be found on the NKFL Discord and at nkfl.online. In Content Feature, Is Grim Reminders the Return of Key Cheats has been released on YouTube by Amber Medes. In Master Vault Numbers, as of December 3rd, 2023, a total of 3,142,331 decks were registered in the Master Vault. This reflects an increase of 5,590 decks in the last week. This concludes issue 46 of Bad Penny Press. If you like this issue of Bad Penny Press, please share it with a friend or leave us a comment. If you've got a news item, online play update, or rules question, feel free to send us an email. Bad Penny Press is also available each week via Reddit, Substack, or your favorite podcast provider. Please see the description for links. Please subscribe to get Bad Penny Press return into your hand each week. Thank you for watching and listening.